This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinderman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses. Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This month, playing Death of a Unicorn, The Friend, Sabbath Queen, Eric LaRue, Ex-Husbands, The Ballad of Wallace Island, Warfare, Legion 44, On Swift Horses, The Legend of Ochi, Hallelujah, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films Art House and Revival House series. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Igars Kildas and Louisa Sargine Kildas of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good.
Okay. We're trying something here, but we can't seem to get the computer to play. Any sound? Casey, why don't you take this a little bit? This is the Capital District Democratic Socialist Good Time Hour, and we're having a little problem here with the sound.
Yes, it is. You're listening to us on WGXC Accra 90.7 on your FM dial, listener-supported radio for open ears. Broadcast at 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. Tonight, we're live from the WGXC studio on Main Street in Catskill. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm one of your hosts, Casey, here with Poche Noir, my co-host, who is otherwise known as Bill. But I can't hear myself in my headphones, Bill, if you can check me there.
We're not on mute. Mic one and mic two are all the way up.
Well?
I don't...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are we live? Oh, yes, we are.
Are you hearing us?
I can hear us. Okay. Well, Bill and I are very technically inept, clearly. but I'll pass it to you, Bill.
Okay. So we missed the first song. We'll get to other songs later on if we can fix this problem. Let me just adjust the levels here a little bit. And since this is April 1st, Bon Poisson d'Avril, that is what April Fool's Day is known as in France. Don't ask me why the translation is April Fish. But the customs are kind of similar. You play tricks on your acquaintances. I don't know, maybe this is some kind of trick. I love April Fool's Day since it's very democratic and international. It's April Fool's Day the entire world over, and this is where anybody can play some kind of trick on their boss and hopefully get away with it. Also, according to the custom of the show, it is the 12th day of the month of Germinal in the year 233 of the French Republican calendar, and this day is represented by the hornbeam tree, also known as ironwood because it is so tough and hard to work with. We wish that all of our union leaders were like the hornbeam tree. Now, tonight in our studio, we have Bella, who is shadowing us because she's a new programmer at WGXC. Bella, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us about your show?
Hello, everyone. My name is Bella Grace, and I host Hometown Canvas, which takes place the second Wednesday of every month. And I will be interviewing local artists, whether that be artists as in physical art, painting, photography, videography, voice acting, anything you can think of. So come check it out.
All right.
Are you an artist? Do you have any like medium that you are interested in or that you work with?
Yes. So I am a photographer myself, and I also do painting. I dabble in all of the arts. I am an art student, or was an art student. So yes, I am very passionate about all of the things.
Always will be a student of the arts, I hope.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, welcome to WGXC. Hopefully you pick up the tech a little quicker than we do.
I'm going to try to play something. Since Bella was shadowing us, I was going to have a little sound effect. Let me see if I can play it now. No, it is not working. All right. It's going to be a difficult show today. Let me try. Did that work?
I don't know.
Well, are we broadcasting on that? Was that through our mics? Let's see.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Shadow knows.
I don't think it is, and I don't know why. This is, yeah, let's see. You're all plugged in.
Mysteries are abound. But that's okay. I'll just jump right to our standard disclaimer. Remarks made tonight reflect the opinions of whomever may be speaking them and not of WGXC. Also, these remarks need not reflect the opinions of anybody else in the Democratic Socialists of America. It's just Poshnora and I speaking our respective minds, and we too may even not agree, and we often disagree. If you disagree or want to qualify anything said on the show tonight, then you might consider joining the Democratic Socialists of America to make your thoughts known. You can also reach us on Instagram. You can reach us at info@capitaldistrictdsa.org if you want to yell at us or you want to support us. Whatever you need to do, we're around.
All right. There's no line to be towed by members of the DSA. We all just want a fairer, freer society. To be a member of the DSA, you do not have to be a strict Marxist like myself. All you need to do is go to dsausa.org or go to Capital District DSA. If you go to either of those websites, you will... Oh, I'm sorry. If you go to either of those websites, you will... Damn it.
Is this the student?
Never mind.
April Fool's Day, technologist is making a fool of us all.
Technology is making a fool of us all, and it's got to be... All right.
That's okay. Why don't we try to go into a song while we try to troubleshoot what's going on?
I'm going to try to go into a song. Let's see if I can actually play it.
Let's see. Let's go.
What do you... Okay, let's try if we can go to a song. Let's go see if we can go to our intro song that was once... It worked.
You did it!
What did you do?
Unplug and plug it back in.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving as they cannot see, a certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be true. I wanna tell you, everybody plays the fool. To reason is swept away. Oh, heaven on earth is all you see. You're out of touch with reality, and now you cry. But when you do, next time around, someone cries for you. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. They use your heart just like the two. Never tell your soul is cruel. I wanna say it again, and everybody plays a fool. Listen to me, baby. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. No exception. No exception to the rule. It may be factual, may be cruel.
Right, that was Everybody Plays the Fool by The Main Ingredient from the early 70s, 73, something like that. I remember seeing that on Soul Train. That is one of my faves.
Seeing that on Soul Train? Yeah. Is that what you said? Cool.
Absolutely.
Fun.
That was my Saturday morning.
Saturday morning was Scooby-Doo, which, call back to last month.
Yes, that's right.
Real ones know.
That's right. So anyway, there's... So anyway. Casey, there's somebody at the door. Could you go get it, please?
Oh, sure. Let me see who it is.
Wrong one. Wrong sound effect.
Okay, hi. Can I help you?
Oh, wait, I'm getting there. You got to get to the door.
Oh,
first.
I'm sorry. We haven't gotten to the door yet.
No, you haven't got there yet.
Can I help you now?
Is this the studio of WGXC?
It is.
Oh, good. Then I'm not lost. I'm Kamala Harris, the former candidate for president. Don't you recognize me?
Ah.
Well.
Hi, Kamala. Now that you say that, I do recognize you. How can I help you?
I've been traveling around to different venues of the left, basically, to apologize for what I did to lose the election, or more properly, what I didn't do.
And when did you start doing that, Kamala?
Oh, just the morning of Inauguration Day. You see, the night before Inauguration Day, I was visited by three spirits, and by the time they were done with me, I realized that I was terribly, terribly mistaken in my approach to politics. So now, not having much to do, I'm looking to make amends.
And how do you plan to do that? We've got at least until 2028, at least, with the current administration.
Well, I thought that I would ask you. I thought I knew what I was doing, but now I know I'm clueless.
Have you considered going a little more public, like going on Meet the Press or something?
No, I can't do that. It's too embarrassing.
Well, have you tried traveling with AOC on the anti-oligarchy tour? They're attracting phenomenal crowds.
You know, when I saw that they received many times over what they expected in Arizona and Colorado, I called them up. Representative Sanders never returned my calls, and Representative Ocasio-Cortez told me to drop dead, which I thought was pretty rude.
Well, then why don't you sell the stocks you bought on the inside information you got from Pelosi and give all that money to union organizing drives or to left organizations like the DSA?
Are you kidding me? That's my money.
Classic. So you really have no clue as to what to do now? You're leaving it all up to us, which I guess is where it always was in the first place. Didn't those three spirits you visited tell you what to do?
Well, not really. The first was the ghost of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he told me to propose a crash public works project to build clean electric power plants and more housing, all funded by taxing the rich. But that all seemed so very out of date. The second one was Shirley Chisholm, and she said, as things are now, no one can tell to whom members of Congress are responsible, except that it does not often appear to be to the people. Everyone else is represented in Washington by a rich and powerful lobby, but there is no lobby for the people. I couldn't figure out what she meant by that, but just before I was going to ask her, Dick Cheney appeared.
Dick Cheney's not dead.
I know that, but Cheney has a key to my house. I guess he got it from his daughter. He just comes and goes as he pleases. He made a sandwich of some leftovers. You know?
So those three didn't seem to have changed your mind at all, Miss Harris. How did they all get you to think that you were terribly mistaken about politics then?
Oh, now that I think about it, I'm sure you're right. What am I doing here? I'm wasting time. The Josh Shapiro Rahm Emanuel 2028 campaign is on fire. Gotta go.
Casey, who was that at the door?
Just some loser.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your olfactory. You got your
All right, so we're back, and all right, so it was a visit from the vice president. It was a shameless attempt, this show is, to get people to recruited to the DSA. But one difficult thing about the radio show is that we can't, there are certain FCC rules that you can't do things that you actually promote yourself on. It's a little difficult to understand. But let's go and let's talk about the things that are happening around here that are beyond, let's say, particular DSA things. Now, one thing I know is that recently around there's a group called Save Roundtop.
Yes.
And Casey, do you know what's going on with them as far as, because I've been getting emails from them.
I do. I live a little bit closer to Caro. I spend a lot of time in that area. I went to the town board meetings, and there is a very large hotel spa that's going up at the old, it was an old golf course called Blackhead. And
not a great name.
Blackhead?
Yeah. Isn't that like some kind of facial disorder?
It's a blackhead. It's a pore. It's a dirty pore.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. That's what it was called.
Bad marketing.
Actually, I grew up golfing on that golf course. That's my reddest flag, is that my family golfs, and I'm a socialist now. Don't kick me out.
Okay.
But they sold that and this massive like hotel conglomerate from the city or something bought it, and they're turning it into this very large hotel and spa, but there's like a lot of different steps that they have to go through, including going to the town planning board. I wish that you had the research, because this is all pulling from my memory.
Hold it. I will get to the email that I have right here.
But basically it's affecting the watershed, and the locals were like, you need to do more research on this. And they didn't. The town planning board just is letting them go ahead without that secondary research. And I have a friend who's she's a head of a town planning board, not of Caro, but of another local one. And she was like, that's so dumb. But this potentially gives the town grounds to sue. I'm not sure. I didn't read the latest from Save Roundtop, so I'd love to hear.
Well, let me read just directly from the email that I received from them. This is a part of it. On March 6th of 2025, the Caro Planning Board betrayed our community, our limited water supply, and our precious land and resources when they issued a negative declaration of environmental significance for the Blackhead Mountain Lodge project.
Yeah.
Which means that they're not going to do an environmental review. They're just going to let...
Yeah, but I think that they shouldn't have done that, because I think now the town has grounds to push back on that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will happen. They have an email list, I guess,
on
the website. If you are curious about more, that information is online.
But it's not just a hotel, I hear. I hear there's also like very, very fancy residences.
Really? That was not in the initial proposal. I do remember them proposing putting a helipad in, but I think that was classic business mover, like you have this business plan and you put something really insane, that way you can walk back and be like, look, we're making concessions, when you're never really going to do that in the first place. So I'm not sure. That was not in...
Sounds very White Lotus-y.
Oh, for sure. Very.
Mm-hmm.
The whole vibe, the people who were doing the like hotel reps who were there at the planning board, very White Lotus-y.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is indeed happening.
What else is going on in the in
there's
the,
a
in our orbit?
It on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 6th, at the Left Bank, which is a cidery in Catskill. Assemblyperson Sarah Hanastressa is coming to speak on the Hudson Valley Power Authority Act.
DSA Phenom legislator.
Yes, we love Sarah Hanna. Mm-hmm. She's rep in Assembly District 103, which is south of us. But the co-sponsor on this bill is Senator Michelle Hinchey, who is, if you're in this listening zone, she is your senator, most likely. Hinchey's schedule doesn't allow her to come Sunday, but Sarah Hanna will be there, and I think I might be talking at it. We haven't really gone through the run of show yet, but NIPAN will be there, CASH, which is the Catskill Artists and Creatives for Housing Equity, NIPAN, which is New York Progressive Action Network, will all be there along with some members of the Capital District DSA.
Let's repeat the place and time.
It is at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Nope, that is a lie. It is on the 6th.
Okay.
Not at 6 p.m., at noon at Left Bank from 12 to 2, Left Bank Ciders.
This coming Sunday.
And it will be very interesting. If you are curious about this bill and you're mad at Central Hudson, mm-hmm. it might be of interest for you to come out. Yeah. So that is what's on the docket.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should mention that the nurses at New York State Nurses Association in Albany they're continuing their struggle for a decent contract, and the DSA is giving them all the support that we can. You know, it's not just in Albany, because if you are in a bad accident, or even if you are going to deliver a baby, you're going to be doing that up in Albany, because...
Or Hudson, or
no,
Kingston.
Nope.
Really?
There is no delivery room
at There's
CNH.
Not?
That's not... Everybody spits out their children in Albany. They got rid of the delivery room.
They got rid of the delivery room?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get...
And if you get in a serious accident, you're going to be going there rather than...
Oh, my God. I brought my father to the hospital last summer for an ER visit, and we sat there for 12 hours before we even got triaged. It was, hi! Oh, there was some Catskill Artists and Creatives for Housing Equity friends who just walked by. As I'm talking.
That's okay. Part of being in the window on Main Street is the distractions.
But yeah, it's I feel so deeply for the nurses at Albany Med, because they're just so deeply understaffed and they do not have a fair contract at all. So yeah, they deserve that. We need to be supporting, well, if you are into that kind of thing, I indeed support it. A fair contract, I should say. And there will be canvassing at the Troy Farmers Market on Saturday at 10 a.m. I believe there's also a hands-off protest in Albany on Saturday at noon.
What do you mean hands-off? Hands-off of what?
I think everything.
Hands-off of Social Security? Hands-off of this?
Yeah, NIPAN, the New York Progressive Action Network, and I apologize for all these acronyms. We have a rule now where we don't use acronyms, and I am breaking that every 2 minutes here. But the New York Progressive Action Network is a co-sponsor of that in Albany.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of things and stuff going on in the Capital District.
Mm-hmm. And we even have some members that are running for elected office. We have Natalia Laktakia, who is running for the Saratoga Springs School Board. And
she's just a superstar.
Also. And Tom DiPietro, who is the Common Council President, is a DSA member, and he's running to be reelected.
Also a WGXE programmer.
That's right. Thursday afternoon show.
Also a rock star.
Okay. Shall we play a little music?
Play a little tune.
Let's see. So, to be thematic, if one is going to, let's say, join the DSA, you will have an experience much like this.
Contradict yourself at home. Contradict yourself, run in the family. I've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself willing. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share. If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty larder days, white grouse. Or was a chance we'll meet somebody to put the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can state. Consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you
so strong.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
willing.
Consider yourself part of the furniture.
Sorry, we were gossiping about opera.
Yes, and we messed up. Okay, so that was Consider Yourself, sung by, who was Little Jackie Wilde from the musical Oliver.
Oliver.
And he grew up to be just, well, he grew up to be just Jackie Wilde, not so successfully as Little Stevie Wonder grew up to be actual Stevie Wonder. He was really... If you look at the Kevin Costner Robin Hood, you will see him in a bit part there, and he's quite destroyed.
Who?
Little Jackie Wilde.
Who is he in Robin Hood?
Some minor character, oh. Some passing character.
Well, I mean, that's okay. Oliver is quite a legacy.
That's true.
That's true. We love camp. We love show tunes here on the Capital District DSA Good Time Hour. So.
Yes, we do. Especially
it will live on with us.
Okay. So, we have a guest that we're going to actually telephone at the moment. So let me see if I can get to message him. Let's see. Let's go to my applications. We'll go to FaceTime.
I love the run of show here.
Yeah.
Now we're hitting dial.
And let's see. And I should have just gone to contacts here. And that's not.
So, Ed Haldane.
Yes.
Fabulous.
I'm going to call up Ed Haldane. And let's see. And let's FaceTime him. Let's call him.
Thank you for your patience, Ed, and for all of our listeners.
Okay. Why am I calling him
on
Skype?
We love you all.
I don't want to do that.
Bill, Posh, what's going on over there?
I don't know. Let's call him. All right. Things are not working out so well today. Didn't I do this last time?
Thank God we have
FaceTime right here.
Bella, our Gen Z rep.
Why is it
we not? Have all three generations here. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Yeah, I'm the
boomer.
None
of us can work a... Oop, careful.
Careful. All right. Okay.
Ed, if you're listening, give Posh a call.
FaceTime. All right. So let's see. Let's do new FaceTime. And hold it. All right. All right. All right. All right. Oh, my God.
right, so.
I'm going to message Ed your number, because maybe he can just give you a call.
Is that the way it works? Okay, so let's go. Invite. I don't want to invite him.
Does he have an Android?
I don't.
If he doesn't have an iPhone.
He can't FaceTime.
Oh,
I see.
Did you guys not troubleshoot this? We'll call him on Slack.
Call him on Slack. Can that happen?
Oh, goodness, Bill. Yes.
Okay. I can actually call somebody on Slack. Is that right? I did not know that.
Start a huddle.
And that'll be voice?
Yeah. Go to his.
I'm okay. How do I start a huddle?
There should be like a little headphone emoji or like a little headphone image. Tapping in our Gen Z.
Girly. I see it. A huddle is happening. Slack would like to access your microphone. Allow. Okay.
Ring. Ring.
Is it working?
I don't know. Ring. I mean, we might just need to move on.
All right.
Why don't we play another song and I'll come over and troubleshoot. Okay. And we're sorry, Ed. You're
we're
an
sorry,
angel.
Ed.
And we're sorry, listeners. And we're sorry, world.
Oh, my God. All right, let me clean up my... we apologize, everybody.
And we're sorry, universe. And we're sorry, comrades.
All right, let's get this going. All right, so let's play something new. So I did a little research about the presidential line of succession. So after, if Trump passes away in office by whatever means, then we get the vice president. Who's playing this?
No. I think it's you, but it's great background music for what's going on.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Then there's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson. That's if the president and J.D. Vance pass away. After that, it's the president pro tempore of the Senate, Chuck Grassley. These are all Republicans. Then the Secretary of State, Mark Rubio.
Wait. Ed just messaged. Okay, join Bill's huddle.
Okay, let's take a look.
It may have been the wait music.
Was that the... Okay. How do I join a huddle? Open the huddle window?
Open the huddle window. Open portal to the soul.
Okay. Every huddle has a thread. I don't know what that means. Allow microphone. Yes. Allow microphone access in system preferences.
Wow, I was really into that background music, though.
I know.
That was really nice. That was a lovely touch. Thank you.
Allow the yes, Slack can do that. I've done that. Okay, so how do we? All right, Cullen says he's here. Aha.
Ed says he's here.
Cullen, could you unmute, please?
Ed?
I'm sorry, Ed, can you unmute?
I sure can, Bill.
Ed!
All right.
Ed! Oh, all my gosh.
What?
That was
tense.
That was crazy. Okay, Bill.
Jeez, what did I just miss? I feel like there was some really high drama going on before I got on this call.
There was, and the drama is that Bill and I can't work technology.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But that's okay.
Okay, so.
Incredible.
So, Ed.
How we doing?
We're doing very well. Tell us what's going on in your life, tenant-wise.
Oh, you know.
First of all, describe us for yourself without using your real name, because we know we want to keep it private.
Sure. No, yeah, so I'm a tenant attorney. That's what I do day in and day out. I represent tenants and only tenants. Not a lot of money in it, as you might imagine, but... very good work. And the work is literally never done. it's a hell of a time to be a tenant lawyer. It has been, I mean, it always has been, but especially for the last 4 or 5 years since COVID, evictions are at an all-time high. And there's been a lot of very interesting shakeups happening in the realm of landlord-tenant law for the last 5 years that has made life better for renters, for sure, and given us more protections that we never had before. But it's still always an uphill battle. You know, it's doing these cases, you know, I could talk forever about this, but I mean, a landlord-tenant summary proceeding is not like any other lawsuit on earth. I mean, most other lawsuits you file and go through discovery and depositions and then take months. A landlord-tenant case is over in a month, you know, mm-hmm. from filing to the time when the sheriff is hauling you out of your apartment, you know, it can be 6 weeks, right? So it's, you got to move quick.
Wow.
So yes, a lot going on, very busy, in court all the time, but
that's so life. I have heard that recently, first of all, I've heard that there is some legislation where you can actually sue your landlord to make repairs.
Is there?
Please, clue us on it.
Yeah, so look, this is it's a dumb system the way it used to work. So here's what you used to have to do, Bill. If your landlord is not fixing anything in your apartment, the place is a dump, it's infested with roaches, the ceiling's falling down, whatever. Well, what's a tenant to do? Well, traditionally, what you did was you would refuse to pay them rent. You would take your money, hoard it, and say, I'm not giving you a cent until you fix this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is something you can still do. That's an option. The kind of law backing you up there is what's called the implied warranty of habitability. Mm-hmm. There's a New York State law that says that every lease contains an implied clause, whether written or not, that says that the landlord will maintain the place in safe and habitable condition. So you could say, I'm not paying you. You broke the warranty of habitability. You don't get any of my money. Well, then what happens? Well, what the law hoped would happen was that the landlord would then go, well, I want to get paid, so I guess I have to fix this stuff. But normally what they would do was just evict you, right? You know, they're not getting paid. They would just take you to court for a non-payment eviction, send you a 14-day notice, get you in court, have you booted out in a few weeks.
But isn't that a defense to the eviction?
It is not a dismissible defense. So that is not enough to get the case booted. It is a defense insofar as what the court would do is determine, all right, you're saying this place is messed up because it's not fixed. Let's figure out, so the rent is $1,000, but let's figure out what it's actually worth in its current condition. So they would determine, all right, with the conditions being what they are, it's really only worth $500 a month. So tenant, you still got to pay that, but you only have to pay half of it. And if you pay that, you're not getting evicted. If you don't pay even that half, then you're out. So this is a bad system is what I'm getting at, right? It's a stupid way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow a tenant to be proactive. It means that a tenant has to wait to get sued in order to get things fixed. That is a garbage
that's
way to do
so
it.
So dumb.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So, yeah, and that was your only option. For the longest, that's what you had to do. You had to hold on to your money and wait for your landlord to sue you and then hope that a court would give a damn about the things that you're complaining about or, you know, and there's no way to guarantee that. So, yes, now you don't have to do that. Now we have a whole new legal regimen in upstate New York called Article 7C and Article 7D. And what they let you
why
do.
Why do you say in upstate New York?
Because there was a similar thing in New York City
already
that only applied in New York City until just recently.
Okay. I see. Thank you.
Yeah. You'll find that that's the way most of the good landlord-tenant law works in New York State. New York City gets the good stuff first, and then after a while, the legislature decides that we upstate deserve a little bit of that good stuff as well.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. They have the movers and shakers that are going to push it forward in the city versus...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's
and
just...
And the tenants are more organized down there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I mean, hey, the tenants up here are getting organized, and I love to see it. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're just, the resources are just there to make it happen in New York City. And, you know, it can't be forgotten that New York City is different when it comes to renting, right? I mean, the sheer population density, the cost of living, it makes sense that they do have some rules that are different than the rest of upstate. But yeah, this is not one that I ever thought made any sense that it should be different. And now it's not. So what you can do now, the standard way to do it is in Article 7D, is you can affirmatively now sue your landlord to get an order from the court forcing your landlord to make the repairs. And the beautiful thing is, you know, you heard me complaining at the beginning of this about how evictions move incredibly fast. Well, these Article 7Ds move just as quick as an eviction. It's the same kind of proceeding. I mean, you send a notice to your landlord, you file in court, you get a petition, you're in court in a couple weeks, and you can get yourself a judgment, you know, within a month or two.
That's great.
Forcing the landlord. Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's something we didn't have before, and you can still get that offset of rent too.
Wow.
And they wrote the law to have a little bit of broad scope where the court can order whatever they consider to be just and reasonable, they can order.
That's
so
terrific.
It's a beautiful law.
So do tenants get the opportunity for, let's say, the same thing that a criminal defendant would get, a free lawyer?
No.
Help them with these things?
Not even close, no. Yeah, I mean, in the mid-60s, there was a fantastic decision from the Supreme Court, Gideon versus Wainwright, that decided that the Fifth Amendment means that you have to have counsel in any criminal case, but it applied only to criminal cases. It says nothing to do about civil cases. And even though an eviction is a civil case, I would argue, unlike most others, in that we're talking about your ability to have a roof over your head. It's a very serious civil case. You know, the courts have decided that doesn't matter. So there is no right to counsel in eviction cases. You have to go out to some kind of, you either got to hire your own, which if you're in court for non-payment of rent, chances are you can't afford to hire your own, or you have to find some kind of nonprofit full of do-gooders who will take on your case pro bono. And there are a lot of those out there. But there is no right to counsel. No.
Yet.
Thank you, Casey. I was trying to make a segue.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Okay. Pick it up.
So no, there isn't. Red. However, wouldn't you love it if that could change, Bill?
Yes, I would.
Well, have I got great news for you. There is a bill currently in the New York State Assembly that would change that.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound grand?
And who's sponsoring those bills, we wonder?
Oh, so there are, do I have it? Yeah, I do. I actually have the full text of the bill right here in front of me. I can't read you the whole list of everyone who's sponsoring it because there are actually quite a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a assembly bill, Assembly A4669, that would create the New York State Office of Civil Representation. It would be a public defender's office, essentially, but for civil cases, specifically for eviction cases, it would guarantee that everybody has access to counsel if they're being evicted. It would be an incredible thing. It is currently in the Assembly Judiciary Committee, so if you happen to know of any legislators on that, I would suggest giving them a call.
Well, I'm sure that's something that Sarah Hanna would be completely behind if she's not already a sponsor of it.
I wish I could tell you, but for some reason, the legislature in its infinite wisdom did not list the names in alphabetical order, so it's rather hard for me to
find
all the names.
All right. Sarah,
yeah, well, classic. That is incredible. We'll see what happens, but
will it be
a long list?
I guess it will be passed when this budget is eventually passed. It should have been passed by April 1st, but...
Oh, I know.
When that ever happened on time?
Yeah,
never did.
We had a call with Sarah Hanna, and she was basically just like, I'm in budget, hockey sticks for the foreseeable future, and maybe see you in May.
Okay.
It would be a big expenditure, and I'm sure there'd be all kinds of budgetary considerations, because without a doubt, this would cost a fair bit of money for the state, but it's certain, there's, even if you can't invest in people keeping house, is there a better thing to invest state money in?
Yeah, exactly. No. What is the state investing in if they can't keep people with roofs over their heads?
Absolutely. Well, couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Cullen.
Ed.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Oh, forget it. You blew it anyway.
I know. I blew it at the beginning.
I took the cats out of the bag. Hi, everybody. I'm Colin. I'm a tenant attorney.
All right.
I tried to go with a pseudonym. It didn't work. But hey, whatever.
All right.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Casey.
Ciao.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, take care.
Poche Noir.
Please. All right.
Also a rock star. A lot of rock stars on this show today.
Okay. So let's get back to the present line of succession. Besides the president, there's the vice president, J.D. Vance, Mike Johnson. What is that going on there?
I don't know, but leave it.
Okay.
It's the perfect background music for this.
Chuck Grassley is he's fourth in line, or third in line. Mark Rubio is fourth. He's fourth in line. Scott Bessent, Secretary of the Treasury, is fifth in line. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, is sixth in line. And Pam Bondi, Attorney General, is seventh in line. Why, that reminds me of a song.
You might need to close out Slack for this music.
And let me close out Slack.
If one was to wager a guess as to where the smooth jazz
is coming from. That's right. So those are the seventh in line for who's in line for the presidency should
where
Trump
do you come
depart
in line?
This world.
Mm.
Where do I come in?
Yeah.
In line of the presidency?
Yeah.
Very far
get
below.
Let's get you right up
I
to
would
the
always,
top.
I would always be a very Sherman-esque state, Sherman-esque matter. Do you know what I mean when I say Sherman-esque?
I know the reference of who, but I don't know the reference of the how. Like what?
William Tecumseh Sherman wanted to, everybody wanted him to run for president. And he just said, if I will not run, if I am elected, I won't serve, blah, 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 blah. He just didn't want anything to do with it.
Okay, I didn't know that reference. I don't know what I thought. There's other famous Shermans in history, but alas.
There's Sherman from Fractured Fairy Tales, but that's before your time. That's a boomer. That's a boomer reference.
We should have a little bit, a little like boomer reference.
Okay, I'll get AI on it.
No, we'll do that analog, baby.
Okay, so those are the seven people in line for the presidency. Let's play some Prince.
You. 12 souls from now, you and me will still be here. We will still be here. There will be a new city with the streets of gold. Young, so educated, they never grow old. And there will be no death, for with every breath, the voice of men in color sings a song that's so old.
Comrades, that's all the time we have for this episode. Tune in at 7 o'clock on the next first Tuesday of the month, which will be May 6th.
Okay, and hold it. Let me get to, all right. If you're interested in joining DSA, you may join at dsausa.org. You'll find many levels of membership to comport with your finances, or you may find out more at capitaldistrictdsa.org. And let's see, I have one task to do before we break. I just want to wish a happy birthday to my friend Olivia.
Oh, and I also want to wish a happy anniversary to my parents.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
April Fool's Day, which is genius, and
awesome.
I love that.
So I'm going to play a particular song that is from Olivia's youth. I was a little bit older at the time, and it's going to be our outro. This is by Sarah Bareilles, but it's a great song.
There's a land that I see where the people are free, and I say